Thank you and good morning. A senior corrections deputy at the county jail was seriously injured after an inmate attacked him during an escort at the facility on Friday afternoon. Inmate Alexi Greenspan, who was in jail on a probation violation, was being escorted by two deputies when he attacked one and punched them with a closed fist. The deputy suffered injuries that will require surgery and may require a trip to an out-of-area hospital as well. Greenspan will now face assault and battery charges related to the attack. Humboldt Bay firefighters from Local 652 will host a policymakers' field day for local and state elected officials at the training center on Hilficker Lane in Eureka this afternoon. City Council members, supervisors, fire district board members, and State Senator Mike McGuire will get hands-on training in live fire activities, extrication techniques, and observe water rescue and ladder demonstrations. The event runs from 12:30 until 4. Members of the College of the Redwoods Foundation took some time last week to honor those who generously donate to scholarships available at the school and to allow for those donors to meet the students who benefit from their donations. Last year, Redwoods issued more than $119,000 in scholarships, with many of those 200 scholarships awarded ranging from $75 to $2,000. Included were the Tim Rotherham Memorial Scholarship, the Rotary Club of Eureka Scholarship, and the Redwood Art Association Scholarship. Humboldt County has released a notice of preparation as it begins work on an expanded environmental impact report that will evaluate the impacts of expanded cannabis industry projects with the passage of Prop 64 that legalized personal cultivation and possession. The county will reopen the application process for new applicants, add allowances for recreational use in addition to medical uses already allowed, and expand areas where cultivation will be allowed, along with measures to reduce the odor of outdoor cultivation. Residents can add their comments to the report through May 9th. Arcata police arrested two Florida men on Friday morning after responding to a report of an armed robbery at the Craftsman Mall on St. Louis Road in Arcata. It was just before 10 o'clock when officers reached the location and learned the suspects, 22-year-old Rohan Ludford and 23-year-old Malcolm Carson, had been seen fleeing the scene on foot. A canine officer was called in a perimeter set up, and officers tracked the two men down to the backyard of a residence on Maple Lane. A MAC-10 pistol used by one of the suspects in the robbery was later located, and both Carson and Ludford were arrested and booked into county jail. In state news, last week, Governor Jerry Brown lifted the drought declarations for all but four counties, although water use restrictions, like wasting water for lawn watering after the rain and washing down sidewalks, remain in place. Cities and service districts will still have to report water usage to the state, and the focus of state water officials is to enact programs that lead to more efficient water use and a greater use of recycled water. The Rural County Representatives of California have grudgingly accepted the legislature's transportation plan, as well as a state constitutional amendment that voters will consider next year to ensure that the tax revenue from SB 1 goes to transportation projects and nothing else. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Jordan Christmas is our community news.
Tom Madsen isn't holding his breath, but with the California State Legislature's vote last week to approve a new 10-year road and transportation infrastructure package, he may be able to breathe a bit easier over the next 18 months. Madsen, the director of Public Works in Humboldt County, has watched as state transportation funding has been cut year after year, leaving many miles of the 1,200 miles of roadway he is responsible to maintain in poor condition. This winter has made the situation worse and forced local officials to declare three separate emergencies due to flooding, washouts, as well as rock and debris slides. Californians will see gasoline taxes and diesel fuel taxes rise in November, and registration fees will go up too. Drivers of zero-emission vehicles will see a $100 fee added to their registration as well. The state plans to spend $5 billion per year over the next 10 years on road maintenance and improvement projects, along with local transportation needs such as public transportation and development of walking and biking paths. Humboldt County can expect to see about $6 million per year, road funding desperately needed in our communities.
Thank you, Jordan. The Del Norte County District Attorney's Office announced that 32-year-old Robert Allen Lopez Cole has been sentenced to 8 years in state prison for domestic violence committed against a spouse or cohabitant. Cole, who had already been to prison twice for domestic violence convictions, beat the victim for more than half an hour, inflicting serious injuries before she was rushed to the hospital for treatment. District Attorney Dale Trigg said it was one of the worst domestic violence cases he has seen in his time as DA. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.